That's right. The Drive is live. And if you were listening to us in the crosstalk, if you just joined us in, we appreciate you. A lot to get to today on this beautiful Thursday. The big news of the day. The big news of the day. And I know Tyler and Cheryl back there will keep a close eye on this thing to see if we get any other new information on what's happening with the big news of the day. But the big news of the day, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right, Clint, the number one...
off-season acquisition?
Probably, right? Number one guy,
yeah,
I would think.
Yeah. I mean, him or Christian Kirk. Are, yeah. I mean, maybe a month from now it's Nick Chubb, but I would say him and Christian
him
Kirk.
Yeah, the number one guy they were able to get in the offseason in a trade with Kenyon Green, which you instantly thought you won. He was carted off. Carted off. He got hurt on a play. He was trying to tackle John Mechie. He was initially laying on his stomach in pain and doing the deal when you know it's not just the pain, Clint, but players also know what it is.
Vividly remember the kid in Indy. What's the kid that Keeley snapped, the bat Hooper?
Oh, yeah. Tyrese Hallibur.
Didn't he fall when he hit, like he knew what happened? Bam!
Yes. Willis McGahee also banging in tears. He was banging his fist on the ground, according to reports. He was eventually, Clint, carted off, could not put any weight on it, was reports. He did not walk off the sidelines, was immediately put in the cart, and if you were listening to In the Loop around 12:40 or so, Sean Pendergast, who will join us coming up a little bit later on the show, he reported seeing them take him up to the building where he was going in to kind of get the rest of the evaluation, and he still could not even limp in. He had to put his arms around multiple Texan staffers there, and it didn't look good. It didn't look good, Clint. It didn't seem like it felt good. It seemed like it halted practice for a long time. Everybody was on a knee. You could hear, according to reports, hear and see the concern of everybody, Clint, and it looks like... We'll see. He's going to probably miss some time, if not the absolute worst, Clint. And I guess I will start with this with you and the people as well. In your opinion, how big of a hit is this? How big of a hit is this for the Texans losing safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson for at least some period of time?
Well, it's a big hit. I don't think it's a season-changing hit. I don't think it's a defense-changing hit. Like, you don't change what your plan was or – you know, anything like that, but there's no way around it. You're losing a ball player. You're losing a guy that has a knack for, you know, talking guys into taking their game to the next level. He has a knack for being around the ball and making plays when it matters the most. He is a hybrid player that can play at multiple levels of the defense. He's got that Super Bowl experience. Obviously, you're going to miss that. You know, that's a big part when you bring a C.J. Gardner-Johnson in. That's a big part of what you're bringing in, a guy that's been there and done it and knows how to lead guys to it, if you will. So it is absolutely a hit to the team. It's a hit to the defense. Not having C.J. Gardner-Johnson, depending on how bad the injury is, I don't know how long he's going to be out, but it looks like he's going to miss some time. Hearing how you know, he was carted off the field and it was a lower leg injury, and D'Amico Ryan spoke and is going to let us know. That's what he said, was he'd let us know. There's no update right now. Now, here to me is the bigger thing. The bigger, I think, as a fan, what we would, you know, what you'll see is, I think the team, I've talked a lot this offseason about D'Amico Ryan's toolbox, if you will, about how many different weapons he has in his toolbox. And that is what is so impressive. I'll give you an example. Like today, it seems like from all the reports that Kamari Lassiter played outside and inside corner. That's a weapon that you can always go to. If your nickel defender's getting his ass kicked in the first half at halftime, the adjustment can be bring another corner in, move Kamari Lassiter inside, and you get better inside because of his cover abilities. So, you know, you've got several different weapons like that, and I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to be one of them that schematically was going to allow you to do some different things, to show one look and then roll to a different coverage, not just with his skill set, but also with his veteran experience of knowing how to time those things up and how to not screw them up. You know, I think you lose that. You know, you've lost Jimmy Ward to some degree. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with his legal issues off the field.
That becomes large now.
Right, right. That's another guy, though, that not the player that C.J. Gardner is, but every bit of the veteran that allows you to do some different things, has some versatility in his game. So you lose that dynamic with one of your weapons. I think we see that more than we go, boy, well, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the player, it is just killer. This defense just lost a real impact player. I think it's more about what the defense now is limited to, more so than the player not being on the field, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The one part I do agree in a big way, and I said 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, how big of a loss do you think this is for the Texans and their defense? I'm with you. There are some, whoa, shoot. I'm trying to, shoot is not the word I want to use, but there are some, oh, damn. Like, there are some injuries upon this team. I won't even say the names or put them into the atmosphere. You know it. There are some, as you said, Clint, that would make you have to shift, change stuff, get on the horn to go get stuff, do things. There are some shifting injuries to this team that would really make you feel you're in dire straits. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson has clearly shown Clint to be maybe an emotional leader. He is already on a team that isn't void of leadership, especially on that side of the ball. He's already come on there, and Clint arguably been the loudest voice that you hear out there.
Yeah.
Right? He is right there with Aziz and Will in terms of the voice. He's the one that's coined the boots to, or the belts to asses phrase.
Yep.
He's the one that you hear a lot out there. But even with that, and I think those things are very important, this is still not one of those, oh, damn, dire straits. We've got to shift things. It hurts, and it takes away things, almost luxuries that you can have. But I don't think this is something, like you said, that shifts things for you. I think it hurts, but not. This ain't one of the ones that scare the hell out of
you. Look, I think there's five players on this defense that if you lose one of those players for any amount of time, it shifts what you can and can't do schematically. It shifts the way that you got to play defense. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not
one of
those guys.
Them. No.
You know, I think offensively there's one, two, three. I think there's three guys offensively that maybe four, counting Christian Kirk maybe. I'm going to leave it at three, though, for right now.
I might have thrown Titus in there, but yeah, maybe.
I think there's three guys offensively that change what you do. I mean, you know, there's some of those second tier guys that obviously hurt, and you've got to figure it out. But it's not scheme changing, and it's not the clouds are falling. So
yeah.
not to minimize C.J. Gardner-Johnson at all. I mean, this is to be a championship caliber defense, you need everybody. You need everybody involved, and this is absolutely a hit. But it's to me, it's more about the flexibility, the variety. The multiple weapons that you have defensively, now you're going to be tightened down a little bit. You still have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to that point, but he was a versatile player, man.
Based off what you said in the crosstalk, you think it's not as much the player, but the ability of what D'Amico and Matt Burke can do and how they can play with different pieces that they have back there. Does it get you to a space where you think they need to potentially be aggressive to bring another piece in, like a piece that is replaceable, or is this a situation where you just kind of promote from within and you look at the guy? Because right now, Jimmy Ward, that's up in the air, but MJ Stewart, who today primarily stepped in and got those reps, Jalen Reed, the rookie you've liked a lot. And then obviously Jalen Petrie has played all of the safety positions, obviously not his strong suit, but he has played obviously those positions. And then Russ Yeast as well? Do you think they need to go out and bring someone in?
Well, I don't think they need to. No, can they? Yeah, and I don't know that it is it because I don't know what kind of. I mean, obviously the C.J. Gardner Johnson caliber player is not out there. But the point you're making of making some level of a move to upgrade somewhere to give you more answers to the C.J. Gardner Johnson injury, I think is real, right? I mean, I'll give you an example. If you can find a corner, whether that's the Smith kid out of USC that you drafted, yeah. I know he's had a really good camp. I think they believe in him a lot. Maybe it's him. Can he be this year's Kamari Lassiter? Boom, you shift Kamari Lassiter inside. Now you've got Kamari Lassiter and Jalen Petrie with that safety hybrid experience, kind of like a C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You know, now you've got pieces that you can do some very similar things. You got to – I mean, I'd argue that Petrie has, the potential to be a C.J. Gardner-Johnson type of player that can be a hybrid nickel safety that's more of an instinctual player. Like, they are probably more alike than we've discussed. So I don't know if you go out there and you find another hybrid player. I don't know that that guy's out there. I don't know if that guy's going to get cut. I don't know if that guy's ever going to be available. But to the point of, can you find another corner that you really, 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 really like, and that frees up Kamari, which frees up Jalen Petrie to do some of those. Like, there's angles that you can take. I know they really like Miles Bryant at the nickel defender position. He's been there. Is that the answer? And then you get now Jalen Petrie plays a little bit more of the C.J. Gardner-Johnson role. That is going to be the question, is how do you backfill it? Do you backfill it with corners? Do you backfill it with another nickel defender? Do you backfill it with another true kind of hybrid safety player? We'll see.